Plagueis had no interest in being a lingering disembodied presence trapped between worlds and powerless to affect the material realm, except through the actions of weak-minded beings he could goad, coax, or will into action. Nor did he seek to shunt his mind into the body of another, whether an apprentice, as Bane was thought to have attempted, or some vat-grown clone. Nothing less than the immortality of his body and mind would suffice. Everlasting life. Sadly, he could glean only so much from the texts, crystals, and holocrons stored in the library. Crucial knowledge had been lost during the brief mastery of Darth Gravid, and many of the most important elements of Sith training since had been passed from masters to apprentices in sessions that had been left unrecorded. More to the point, Darth Tenebris had had very little to say regarding death. Alone in one of the test centers, surrounded by his experiments, these things Plagueis could say he loved. The enormity of what had occurred on Baldemnik suddenly rose up before him like a monolith of immeasurable proportions. For the first time, he could feel the force of the dark side not as a mere supporting wind fluffing the sails of a pleasure boat, but as a hurricane eager to loose a storm of destruction on the crumbling Republic and the indolent Jedi Order. A scouring storm that would lay waste to everything antiquated and corrupt, and pave the way for a new order in which the Sith would be returned to their rightful place as the stewards of the galaxy, and before whom all the diverse species would bow, not only in obeisance and fear, but in gratitude for having been drawn back from the brink. The task before him was at once invigorating and daunting. And in the eye of that cycloning storm, he could hear the faraway voices of all those who had laid the groundwork of the Sith's imperative, the Grand Plan. Those who had enlivened the hurricane with their breath and lives. Darth's Bane and Zanna, and on down through the generations that had included Cognus, Vectivus, Ramage, and Tenebris. 100 years earlier, Tenebris's Twi'lek master had opened a small rend in the fabric of the Force, allowing the dark side to be felt by the Jedi Order for the first time in more than 800 years. That had been the inauguration, the commencement of the revenge of the Sith. And now the time had come to enlarge that rend into a gaping hole, a gaping wound into which the Republic and the Jedi Order would, to their own hazard, be drawn.